Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools is still trying to get 16,000 students connected to the internet for remote classes, but other families say they have the opposite problem. Their kids are spending way too much time in front of a screen, WFAE's Andos Helms reports.
Charlotte Barber's three children have the ideal remote learning setup. Each has a laptop or an iPad. Their Wi-Fi connection is good, their dad is home to help them, and they get extra support from a neighborhood learning pod. Plus, Barber says their teachers at McAlpine Elementary are great at connecting with the kids. The problem?
On the weekdays, you know, they're on a screen the entire time from 8 until 2:30. You know, they have few small breaks in between.
And when the school day is over, there's still homework. So that creates a family dilemma. Let it slide or spend even more time online.
Do we all kind of get back around the table at 8 o'clock and try to check things off the list and it's back on campus, right? Like after the end of the day.
The Barbers are among a chorus of CMS families saying this is just too much. School board member Rhonda Cheek says,
we are getting bombarded with complaints on an hourly basis.
CMS, like most districts, is using a mix of what officials call synchronous and asynchronous lessons. Synchronous means the whole class is together online while the teacher delivers a lesson. Students do the asynchronous lessons separately. CMS leaders say asynchronous time is supposed to get students away from their screens. But most of those lessons involve using an app or watching a video. And Barbara says even when her kids do offline work, they have to upload it for grading. She'd like to see CMS ease up on that.
For art, for example, like, let's not upload anything. Like, how about you just get out a piece of paper and we're going to draw some things together and then show me what you've drawn.
When the pandemic closed schools in March, the governor and state lawmakers waived many of the normal requirements. There were no grades for most students, no state exams at the end of the year, and no instructional time requirements for districts to meet. Now, with the nation settling in for a long haul with COVID-19, North Carolina is trying to make online learning a more normal education experience. That means grades, attendance records, and required instruction time are back. Charles Jeter, the government relations coordinator for CMS, told the school board that the state's requirements for instructional time demand that students be logged on for the entire school day, even if they're away from the screen part of that time.
We do not believe we are currently permitted to have children log on at 8 o'clock in the morning and be done at noon and then spend the next 4 hours in asynchronous learning. We do not believe that's permissible under the statute.
The CMS board has asked the General Assembly to grant school districts the same flexibility charter schools have. Jeter has a son in charter school and a daughter in CMS.
My son is in remote learning for 3.5 hours a day. My daughter is in remote learning for six hours and 45 minutes a day. That's not equitable or fair.
But that concern isn't universal. At Iredale-Statesville schools, where students attend in-person 2 days a week and learn remotely for three, complaints about screen time haven't surfaced. Communications Director Bowen Nutting says her own son is spending about as much time on the computer from home as he always did in high school, which is quite a lot. Melissa Merrill, who chairs the Union County School Board, says she hasn't heard about state requirements locking students into all-day screen time, but she says parents are complaining about too much computer time on the 4 days a week their kids learn from home.
Because that goes against everything parents have been told for years about screen time and children, and now it is almost being required.
For years, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended that school-aged children be limited to 2 hours of screen time. The Academy backed off a firm limit a few years ago, recognizing that things like Skyping with relatives and learning online were becoming part of life even before the pandemic. Still, there's concern about young students doing online classes all day, every day. Here's CMS board member Lenora Shipp, a former elementary school principal.
The K-2 especially, it is totally not the way we would want them to start.
It's nearly impossible, and especially for parents with young kids who are working at the same time.
That's Mary Louise Wilson. She has two children at Shamrock Gardens Elementary and says her 6-year-old son, Worth, struggles with Canvas, the platform used for online lessons. She says he does best with the live sessions where he interacts with his teacher. Wilson says the teacher keeps the children's hands and minds engaged, even if they are looking at a screen. For a math lesson, the teacher had the students get out their blocks.
They were kind of working in unison with her, so she's holding up, you know, show me your 5 blocks, now take away the 2 blocks.
But when it's time to go on Canvas to do an independent lesson, even if it's something like music or yoga, Worth tunes out while his mom gets frustrated trying to set things up.
It's painful. It's a lot of just unnecessary clicking, a lot of refreshing.
Too much screen time isn't just a problem for little kids, says Gina Navarrete, a neuropsychologist and mother of a high school senior. She says her son would normally be at Myers Park High, where he'd dash across a college-sized campus between classes and interact with classmates during school time. Now, she says he's glued to two monitors inside the family bonus room, and she worries about whether he's ever fully engaged.
Their stimulation is constant, right? And now that they're doing this virtual learning, along with the video games, is just, and their phones.
I never play games during the day.
That's her son, Alex Rambo Navarrete. He says his mom is wrong about him gaming during school hours, but right about distractions.
During the English class, I got a notification on my computer saying, physics assignment due today. I said, oh, okay, well, I need to do that before the school day ends. So I cranked that out and I realized that I missed 10 or 15 minutes of English class because I got distracted by that.
CMS hopes to bring students back soon for socially distanced in-person classes. But that doesn't eliminate remote learning. The current plan is for CMS students to alternate 1 week at school with 2 weeks at home. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.